Well, that was a little Violetta, La Traviata, the magic of Verdi there, Breen DC with Joan Sutherland singing. And I have a very exciting guest joining us on the jukebox this afternoon. It is soprano Caroline Podolak, an exciting voice in the Canadian opera scene and a rising star internationally. She has that timbre, that lyric coloratura that I found breathtaking and captivating the first time I encountered her. And what's more interesting is even the story behind the voice, because sometimes you come across these very interesting personalities that started in a completely different world. I've met custodians who are now jazz pianists. I met a phenomenal soprano when I lived in Vienna who was a trumpeter in a high school band until someone discovered her voice, and now she's singing, gracing all the great operatic stages. And we have a homegrown talent, Toronto-born Caroline, who also started off her journey in media. Yes, media, working as a board op, going to school to be a tech producer. And then one day somebody discovered her voice and now she's shining. She's the winner of the 2022 Canadian Opera Company Competition Audience Choice Award there, recent recipient of Mississauga Art Council's Marty Award, and most recently also the Bronze Cross of Merit, a very prestigious award from the President of Poland for her contributions to the arts. A radiant stage presence and more. Let's welcome Caroline. Welcome to the jukebox.
Hello, and thank you so much for that introduction. I really appreciate that.
Well, we're so excited for you. You know, I mean, I come across these stories all the time. We have, Canadian cultural pride, but your story struck me right away. And I'd love to hear your version, of how that happened. Here you are working as a board op, and then somebody discovers your voice. And, ever since you've been gracing some of the international stages.
Well, I grew up actually playing violin, guitar, and I feel like I really kind of excelled in the arts in general, and I knew I wanted to do that. And as a child, I watched the film Amadeus. Me and my family were a big fan of that film, and so we watched that a lot. I went to Canadian Opera Company dress rehearsals as a child as well, so I was kind of exposed to opera, but it was never really on my mind as something I could potentially do.
Well, that movie Amadeus is so dramatic. That opening is gripping. So, yeah, but you were already playing a little guitar in the home, and I've come across some of your wonderful crossover videos as well on your site, the Carla Bruni, and that it is great.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, see, I love singing and playing guitar, and I even thought about, maybe I should do some pop or rock, but with singing, it was kind of like, the voice doesn't lie in opera. Like, you have to have a good technique, and the audience, determines whether you did a good job. It's not like you have auto-tune or microphone. So, yeah, I did love singing just in general. And so when it came to university, I decided to study radio and television, media at Toronto Metropolitan University, because I felt like, I just love the arts and entertainment. I feel like I'll find something I love in this, right? And so during that time, though, I started voice lessons because, for fun, I would sing, and my parents would catch me singing like a tenor just for jokes.
Oh, yeah. So it started at home, that first little spark, before you even knew you would be playing or singing in Carnegie Hall and all the great stages.
Exactly. And my parents were very encouraging of, just us and the arts and being creative. And so my mom encouraged me to start lessons with this Polish soprano, Kinga Mitroka, here in Mississauga. And so I started lessons with her, and she saw potential in me. And over time, she really helped me develop a passion for classical music. And I started having this dream in the back of my mind, maybe this will be possible. Like, she had she has a career. Maybe I could have a career. Like, this is something that you can do. Wow, that's exciting. But I started working in radio, and I was working as a board op and then as a radio producer, and all the while I was still performing here and there, locally. I started a bit abroad. I ended up going to Poland with my parent choir, Kowadis. I was like a soloist for their choir, and it was like this Polish festival of choirs in Poland, in Warsaw. And so I sang, and then my aunt in Poland, she knew a music professor / opera singer, Jan Balarin, and he, she asked if he could hear me, because at this point I had only really sang, in some performances, but mostly I was training in my teacher's house, right? And so he listened listen to me.
Wonderful. Well, what a story. You know, you go back to your roots with this mega choir and you're in Poland. You're rediscovering your own roots being Toronto born. And that led you up to some big names. The Polish tenor comes to mind, Mariusz Kwieczyn, a major, major voice in the operatic world. What was it like working with him?
I was able to have master classes with Mariusz Kwieczyn because this professor that had heard me, he really encouraged me to try singing, like, you know, full time, like to do a master's in Poland. And so I kind of took his advice, and it was a difficult decision because I was working in media in Toronto, which was something that was really fulfilling for me as well. But I was like, you know, I feel like I'll regret if I don't try this out fully, you know, like to put my full focus into singing. And so I did, and I started my master's in Poland, and I was having these master classes with Mariusz Kwieczyn, who is just a, you know, phenomenal, legendary singer that who came out of Poland. And I learned so much, you know, I just from the few master classes I had with him, I carry that knowledge with me to this day with what I do. And he was just such a kind person too. So yeah.
Now your signature role is Violetta. Your interpretation, you are praised for your interpretation of Violetta, which has, you know, that kind of vocal agility required, a lyric coloratura soprano a la Anna Mofo or June Anderson. You can really shine. You have that glittering high register, but at the same time, you have that lyric tenderness. So when did you discover that role is designed for you and your voice?
Oh, thank you so much for your kind words. My first connection to La Traviata was actually through the film Moulin Rouge, which I loved as a teenager.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I discovered later as I was studying that it was based on the opera La Traviata. So it kind of opened up this door for me. Like it became my goal to even just learn Sempre Libera, like the famous aria. And after learning that, like things started happening. And I kind of just really, you know, it was my own personal goal, because sometimes you have to also just like believe in like what you're able to do, even if other people are telling you other things, you know what I mean? And so I put my mind to it and, you know, I learned it. And so I don't know what draws me most to Violetta is just how vocally thrilling the role is. As you mentioned, you know, Verdi, he allows you to explore the full spectrum of the soprano voice, you know?
Yes, yes. Silvery, elegant.
So the story is incredibly human and emotionally raw. That's what I love about it too. So it's like really touches on themes like love and illness, sacrifice, dignity. It's genuinely heartbreaking. People are always, you know, crying watching this opera. And so for me, it's very easy to get lost in the character, to perform it.
It's such a complex character. The emotional weight that she has to endure. She's one of the most tragically misunderstood heroines in all of opera, sacrificing everything for love. She gives her all, and then she has to endure the cruelty of the public. How do you tackle such a complex role? Do you have any favorite rituals you like to do before a performance of Violetta?
In terms of rituals, like I do have my rituals of like exactly how my day is planned, right? But when it comes to like Violetta, I'm always thinking about just her complexity of like, who is this woman that I have in my hands right now? What is her life story? How was she like as a child? Like on the stage, you want to look like what you're doing is effortless, like the singing, but really there's a lot of work that goes into that. It doesn't just happen that it's actually effortless. It's like the culmination of so much work in terms of technique, but also the emotional work. And on the stage, you don't want to be, you have to be in it. You can't be like thinking about like, oh, look at that person in the audience. Like you just have to be in the moment, and you want to get to a point vocally. You want to get into that moment vocally where like you're just, I don't know, it just all comes together and it just feels free. Yeah.
Feels free and effortless. Love that. Well, tell me, Caroline, what's up next for you? Where can we go and hear you?
Well, in terms of the GTA, I will be singing a full recital at the Women's Musical Club of Toronto. That's on October 9th. And I have a lot of Polish repertoire in the mix, including a lot of Chopin art songs that I have never sung before that I will be singing then, and some of my favorite arias. Just in a few weeks, I'm going to be going to Victoria, BC for Sing the North. It's like a music choir festival. We're singing some works of Bach, like the Magnificat. So that's what I'm like kind of just gearing up for right now.
Terrific. Well, we wish you all the best with your upcoming gigs and good luck with all those treacherous runs and all the attractive stage presence that you bring to the stage. You really have that star power and we're right there with you. We're going to be looking out for you. So thank you so much, Caroline, for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. Big fan of this station and I will keep listening.
All right. We're big fans of you. And if you want to check out more about what's happening in Caroline's life, check out CarolinePodolak.com. CarolinePodolak.com. carolinedolak.com. That's Caroline with a K. All right. All the best. Have a great afternoon. Good luck preparing for your next concert. And I have Samosa da Caballé right here, the Spanish soprano tackling Siempre Libera, since it came up in our conversation. All right. Here we go. Fire away.